RVRadio.com. Get ready for a new adventure in Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, February 28, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Staying on through the news break is Joe Arlinghaus. He's the president and founder of Valor America Super PAC. Joe, I wanted to bring the conversation up to yesterday, Tuesday, Election Day. They went back into Judge Rossi's courtroom and explained what was supposed to be on the agenda, what was next in this stage of the case.
Well, remember, first of all, that the judge had given 2 days last week for the testimony of the plaintiffs. And then yesterday he announced, you're getting just a half day today. He made clear to the Karamo team that he was ruling. He'd already decided, I'm ruling at 4:15. So they had to abbreviate their testimony. I'm not sure it mattered much, but Dan Hartman went on the stand. I asked Mr. Hartman, I said, did you present everything you were going to present? He said, no, about 30% of what we wanted to do, because there just wasn't time. The judge simply did not give us enough time for me to present everything I needed to. In fact, when they finished, both lawyers thought there would be at least be a closing argument. And the judge said, no, I'm not allowing closing arguments. I'm just ruling right now.
Now, on that point, because he didn't allow facilitate the defending side to present all of their evidence, witnesses, testimony, and did not allow closing arguments, I've been told by another attorney last night, I talked to him about midnight, he said that there was severe judicial errors that this judge made that would make this case very appealable. And I want to
I think that's fair. I think it's very fair. I spoke to three different lawyers last night, much like you, way past my bedtime. And it was agreed by everyone that this judge acted in a way that is weird. The judges may well make up their minds early, but when they do, they give the appearance of impartiality even more than normal, because they don't want to be accused of the partiality. But this judge was, especially yesterday, really, really showing, you know, I don't even care what you guys have to say. Now, there was a lot of blustering in the courtroom by the people who filed the suit in the moments after the end of the hearing. There was a lot of talk about we're gonna personally sue people. We're gonna try and get money back that you guys spent in the last 7 weeks. A lot, you know, some of these folks are you know, full of themselves to begin with, and they're all the fuller in this moment of their victory, not really even understanding that they haven't won the court case. This wasn't even the court case. This is just a preliminary hearing for a preliminary injunction. The court case is still scheduled for June.
Now, on that point, hold it. The actual hearing is in June, prior to the July National Convention in Milwaukee, which is the entire basis of this caucus on Saturday, regardless of whether it's Detroit or Grand Rapids, because I know there's certain filings that are happening today that would change maybe this judge's ruling. But my question is this. This was only the preliminary injunction stage of requesting certain relief. Not only did he somewhat grant that relief, but he went beyond what the plaintiffs were even asking for. Is that accurate?
It is. And there would be a very significant reason to appeal this, not only in Michigan courts, although the judge did some things that would slow down that process by not making this a final order. I don't quite understand the details of that, but that's what a lawyer told me. But in federal court, the judge has so overstepped case law on political party disputes that there is a very, very likely pursuit of a dismissal in federal court. Now, all of that requires lawyers. Lawsuits aren't cheap. You know, Dan Hartman is a volunteer, and now he's been admonished by the judge to get out of this case. He's got Dan has the ability to continue a lot of this as an individual, not as the general counsel of the party. And the Dan Hartman I know is a man of such integrity and sacrifice. There's no chance Dan Hartman's disappearing on this.
He's not going away.
Yeah, he may not. You know, who knows what exactly he might do next? But the idea, if Hoekstra and John Lauterbach and you know Warren Carpenter and Melinda Pigo, if all of them think that they won yesterday and everyone's just going to lick their wounds and say, okay, never mind. I don't think they understand what's been going on here, and I don't think they understand that this isn't about personalities. This isn't Christina versus Pete. This isn't this isn't a playground fight. There are big principles behind this, and lots of people who might not be totally comfortable with the expertise of Christina Caramo have stood by her, and I think there's very little chance that they will stop because they're not really standing by her. They're standing by a principle, and there's nothing so offensive to a lot of these people, especially Dan Hartman, than this minority faction of the party exercising tricks and games to overthrow the majority. You know, the idea that this lasts very long, there's a lot of avenues for this to be overturned. And I think, I mean, the easiest one might be that trial in June. There could be a federal court challenge, although that's maybe the hardest way to overturn it. But of course, the other thing that Pete has won the right to be voted on again, right? Pete Hoekstra is going to at some point have to put his own name on his own head on the chopping block. And I don't know, you know better than me, Randy, but I'm inclined to think that people who were a little bit upset about all of this a month ago are a little bit more upset about it this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now I've got questions coming in up the wazoo. I can't even possibly get to all these 37 unread text messages, but there are a couple of them that are the same. Asking me personally, Randy, are you going to Detroit or are you going to Grand Rapids? I'm going to Detroit because I think that what's going to happen in court filings today and different avenues that Dan Hartman and others have the ability to explore could actually possibly cause one convention to be court ordered in Detroit. And we'll see what happens with that. I'm not going to ask you strategy and what Dan's planning, but I'm going to Detroit. I'm not going to Grand Rapids. And I think a lot of our fellow Patriot precinct delegates are going to do the same thing based on whatever happens today, tomorrow, Friday could change that. But for right now, that's where we're at. Joe, is that a wrong way to approach this? Should we go forward with Detroit at this point? What is your gut feeling on all of this?
I appreciate you asking. Randy, I would say this. You know, I do hope that somebody in here, Hoekstra has won something, and if he had any sensibility, he'd understand that money was spent, planning was made, the majority of people in the party have reserved hotel rooms in Detroit. It would be a gracious thing of him to just say right now this morning, meet me in Detroit. But what I would recommend to anyone in this is if this division continues, where there's two, I think Hoekstra and company are depending on a divided convention where they can then seize more control. Don't put it past them to do everything they can to expel people, even this weekend. As you know the process better than I do,
yes,
Randy, but they were talking in the courtroom about how on Saturday they will make sure that the people who are against them don't ever get the chance to vote Pete out. So I would say if it comes down to there's two choices, I'm going where Pete Hoekstra is so I can smile at him. Because, you know, let's be candid. The choices of delegates for the National Convention, that race is over. I love Donald Trump. He's won. We can elect, you know, this group of people, that group of people, some third group of people to go to the National Convention. Hooray.
It's irrelevant at this point because Donald Trump's already going to have enough delegates long before Milwaukee. And so really the National Convention, Joe, is ceremonial. But what's at stake is the election of the Republican National Committee man and Republican National Committee woman. And there is, you know, a big difference between Dr. Rob Steele and Ralph Reban and Bernadette Smith versus Linda Lee Tarver.
And all the more reason why we want to be one group fighting
together.
Good old fashioned fight.
Yeah.
I don't see these people got 40-5 votes on January 6th. All it would have taken for this not to happen, and I understand why people didn't do it, because it looked like an illegitimate meeting. But if 20 people, if 30 people had gone to that where was it?
Meeting, Commerce Township.
Commerce Township. You know, that it wouldn't happen. We wouldn't be here. And I think at this point, the right strategy is we're one party. We might not like Pete Hoekstra. He got a judge to impose him on everybody. Well, guess what? There's still bylaws. And they lowered the threshold, by the way.
Yes, they did.
So they've actually handed, you know, a tool to the majority to make it all the easier to say to Pete Hoekstra, hey, thanks for getting a judge. It's nice when judges rule the Republican Party. You know, that's not supposed to be the way it's done. But guess what? We get another vote. Go back to where, you know, the Bermuda or Florida, wherever it was you were enjoying your relaxation. We're going to send you right back. Have a nice vacation.
Yeah. Well, here's the point. There are legal filings happening today, folks. I know this for a fact. I got it from four different attorneys last night. Again, I was up until almost 12:30 talking to these people. Here's the point, Joe. Let's see what happens today, tomorrow, and Friday. I'm going to be in a hotel in Troy, right up I-75 from Cobo Hall. I may, depending on what these filings happen and occur, I may be getting in my car early on Saturday morning and driving to Grand Rapids. But guess what? It may be, like you say, Joe, it could be that Pete Hoekstra heeds your advice and says, you know what, guys, let's cancel it in Grand Rapids. Let's go to Detroit and let's have a meeting. Let's have a vote. Let's get this thing settled once and for all. Your final thoughts, real quick, about 30 seconds.
One last thing. Don't let them divide and conquer. Everybody on this side has lots of different opinions. Not everybody's unified, but keeping a unity right now is the biggest blessing or the biggest curse you can give to Pete Hoekstra. Hoekstra is counting on everybody, you know, dividing up, fighting, infighting.
Yep.
And he gets his side unified against him. Nope, this is the time to stand firm. Christina can't talk. Dan Hartman can't talk. But everybody else
can. But we the people can. Jack, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on today's show. God bless you, sir. Final segments, my final thoughts. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. I apologize for not getting to all your text messages. So many questions on topic, some of them very good, but here's the bottom line. Filings are occurring this morning. Dan Hartman is doing it. There is another attorney involved, I understand, doing it from another perspective, appealing Judge Rossi's decision. Folks, this is Wednesday. This event is taking place Saturday morning, this Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. I don't believe the process of the court system will facilitate a decision to make it one convention in Detroit. So this is my standby that I will be making a decision on Friday as I drive to Troy to check into my hotel room that I've already paid for. I cannot get the money back. I talked to the hotel. They were laughing at me because I got a room for Friday night and Saturday night because I'm visiting my new great grandbaby in Royal Oak on Sunday, waiting for Vicky to join us. I may, on Saturday morning, be up bright and early and drive from Troy to Grand Rapids. We may need to caravan together. We may need to go to Grand Rapids and show up to fight for our rights to represent our communities as precinct delegates. Now, I'm not a precinct delegate, but I've been asked to be a parliamentarian for Dare Rendon for the 1st District. But here's the point. If the court filings that are going on today, Wednesday, February 28th, do not prevail, they continue to basically judge shop and get these bought and paid for, quote unquote, Republican judges to rule in Pago and Hoekstra's favor, we may have to be driving from Detroit hotel rooms to Grand Rapids. I'm not buying another hotel room in Grand Rapids. I've already paid for mine in Troy. Not going to do it. But we may have to drive. And if we show up in force at little Pete Hoekstra's party event, they will crap their pants. They will freak out. Why? Because our credentials have been submitted to Caramo's administration to give us credentials for Detroit. We're not credentialed to attend Hoekstra's party. But if we walk in and say, hey, I'm duly elected from my county convention on February 15th. I'm coming into your party, Pete, and we're going to have a vote. They won't be prepared for that. They will freak out. Total chaos will take place. The people issuing the credentials, assigning credentials, they're only giving credentials out to those who are loyal to Pete, who have already appeared to be going there. Sue Aller, who was kicked out by the first district executive committee, is going to be in Grand Rapids. If we don't show up, she will very simply assign proxy votes to their side, their friends that live in the first district, because I can guarantee you Sue Aller will have a ton of people from the first district in Grand Rapids. But if you show up as the duly elected precinct delegate, they got a problem because Sue Aller will not be able to give a proxy for you because you're there. We got to keep our powder dry, and we have to follow what's going on in the courts today and tomorrow. And by Friday's show, 9 to noon on Friday, we will know what we need to do. Everybody's saying, Randy, I can't get my money back. I cannot get refunded. I can't afford a hotel room. They've checked in Grand Rapids, $300 to $400 bucks a night in Grand Rapids area. Well, guess what, folks? This isn't over yet. Keep your powder dry. Everybody calm down and relax. But this was a bought and paid for judge. You just heard Joe say that Don Campbell, Christina's attorney, was only allowed to present roughly about 30% of their argument. He went into their testimonial day for the defense to present their case and said, you only have until 4:15 and then I'm making my decision. That is such an absolute violation of judicial process. It's unbelievable. The saving point of it is it gives a basis for appeal. What he did was overreaching and wrong. And I think on appeal, he'll be overturned. But folks, that's weeks away. This event, per our election laws and per the negotiated deal to get our 39 delegates back to be able to go to the RNC convention in July, has to happen on Saturday, whether it's Detroit or Grand Rapids. So here's the point, though, and keep the focus on this. Do you really care about going to Milwaukee? I would not spend one dime in attending Milwaukee. Why? Because all the delegates are going to be voting for Donald Trump. He's already going to have won the nomination. He'll have the delegates in the bank. Milwaukee's RNC convention in July is ceremonial. It's a process. I doubt if some TV networks will even carry it. As biased as they are, and it's a foregone conclusion, they're going to anoint Donald Trump in Milwaukee. Why bother going? The only thing that's at stake is the RNC National Committee man and woman. And really, after this, who gives a crap about the RNC? I am done with the RNC. Keep your powder dry. Keep your head. I'll keep you informed every single step of the way. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and